thank you, everybody. I appreciate your being with us on the call. Sorry about the phone ringing interruption here. The life of being in, you know, places with multiple phones. But in any case, I did want to thank you for being on the call. My name is Martin Suberg. I'm the commissioner of Mass DEP. I'm joined by Kathy Baskin, our assistant commissioner for water resources, who not only works with the wastewater, drinking water, and a bunch of other water-related programs, but has also been our technical help to set up this this call every week. As per our usual practice, the call is being recorded, and we make a copy of the recording available on our website at the end of the at the end of the session. We do try to make sure that these things are posted along with questions and answers that are available, you know, on our website and are periodically updated. In addition to Kathy Baskin, I know we have the leadership of our wastewater program from Boston and our regional wastewater staff that from the four regional offices, because again, we think it's important for everybody to be hearing the same information, and if there are issues to follow up on, it's helpful for the people that are going to most likely be working on it to be there from the beginning. So we'll continue to implement that practice. And again, thanks to all of our colleagues for being on the line. I will note that we have Denny Dart from EPA on the line. I believe Denny let us know beforehand that I don't think there's any new EPA updates. If I'm wrong, though, Denny, you know, feel free to unmute yourself. And, you know, something's happened since we've communicated. Please feel free to unmute yourself and let us know if there are any updates.
Hi, this is Denny. And no, there are no updates today, but I am here to answer questions if they come up. Thank you so much.
Okay, terrific. Thanks so much. And thanks for being on the call every week. The other person we are fortunate to have on the call each week is John Murphy from our Board of Professional Licensure. I know there have been a lot of questions as systems have been trying to work through COVID and make sure that the manpower and licensing issues are addressed. So, John, if you're on the call with us and would like to unmute yourself with any updates, we'd appreciate that.
Yep. Thanks, Commissioner. Again, this is John Murphy. I'd like to thank the Board of Certification in Newipic to start for all of their efforts the past few months, making sure, participating on the weekly calls and making sure we've processed all license and applications. Without their assistance through all this, you know, we would have been at a standstill. So I do appreciate all of their efforts, making sure everything has been processed in a timely fashion. With that being said, Board is up to date on all applications. So if anyone is looking for new license applications, status changes, emergency certifications, just reach out. We've been trying to meet weekly to make sure these are processed. One thing we're also working on is trying to compile different online training options. We're seeing a lot of organizations and trainers moving to these online trainings. So we're in the process of trying to compile all of the available trainings. And if you've used a company before or a specific trainer, they can contact me and we can work around how to get the trainings going online. Lastly, the exam sites are up and running. One point I'd like to recommend is if you have someone scheduled for the exam, make sure they're checking their email and voicemail to make sure that it hasn't been postponed or canceled. Due to the high volume of bookings at the sites and trying to remain socially distanced and disinfecting rooms, the capacities are at about 50%. So I don't want anyone showing up to a site where the exam isn't going to be available for them that day. So just make sure if anyone has anything scheduled to stay on top of that and to check. With that being said, that's all we got. Thanks, Commissioner.
Okay, thank you, John. Much appreciated. Two things. First of all, we will be updating our questions and answers today. We had a few questions from a few weeks ago with some issues that we talked about on the phone, and we wrote up those questions and answers, and I suspect that will be up later today. Secondly, we also are in the process of distributing masks, the cloth masks that you've been hearing about. EPA's drinking water program was able to make a connection with, as I've talked about on other calls, with FEMA and Department of Homeland Security. Initially, it will look to be about 30,000 masks. It's actually up to 60,000 masks. We worked with a number of organizations and utilities, as described previously, to both receive these cloth masks and make sure they're distributed to water and wastewater facility employees all across the Commonwealth. And the first 30,000 masks have been allocated. In the meantime, though, we've gotten over the past, past week to 10 days to 2 weeks, I guess, really, an additional 30,000 masks. They've continued to arrive at various places in the Commonwealth. So we've continued to coordinate with our partners. We have another 30,000 masks. So we put out another survey, and I think we talked about this last week. The survey is open until this Friday. We're encouraging people, even if you've already received masks, if you still have a need to make requests, because we're eager to make sure that we can distribute this next 30,000 in the most effective and efficient way possible. So I'm going to encourage everybody to, fill out the latest survey, which I believe you've all been notified on, and you can find through our website if you're not finding it otherwise. And we will then, next week start making the arrangements with our terrific regional facility partners, who did such a great job in the first round, to make a second round of distribution of masks. And so thanks to those facilities, and thanks once again to EPA for securing those. I hopefully those will help meet a need, even as we continue to work on a number of issues related to PPE. So with that, I think that's all the updates. I don't know that, and Kathy, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if we've gotten any sort of advanced questions to this call that we would be working on. If we did, certainly, Kathy, maybe you could read it out, and we'll do our best to answer it. Or if questions are coming in right now through the chat, or people emailing Kathy Baskin, we can do that as well.
Commissioner, there have not been any questions submitted. I should note that I put the link to the mask sign up survey on our chat. If anybody wants an email with that link, they can email me at kathleen.baskin@mass.gov. And the other thing is the latest Q&As are posted. They were posted early this morning, and so I put the link on the chat for that as well. So if folks want to ask questions, they can send them through the chat or through an email to me, or ask them live of the commissioner.
Okay. And, we'll make open the line up in a moment for that. One thing I also meant to mention, and I didn't. And so while we're waiting for, any additional questions, I would also note that, each week we've talked about, economic impacts, recognizing that water and wastewater utilities are rightly concerned about how the economic downturn is going to affect their financial abilities, either, through reduced water use, customers being unable to pay bills, or any number of factors that accompany an emergency and an economic downturn. I don't have any new updates. I think we're all, as I've said in previous weeks, I think we're all looking to see what the latest federal stimulus package looks like. We hear that people are talking about things that would help state and local governments. But again, I do not have a fresh update, and I'm sorry I don't. I bring it up each week just to acknowledge that we do recognize and we do communicate to all the people we talk to the significance of this issue to all of you, and that if there are opportunities for us to plug in and make the pitch, or if there are opportunities to share information, we definitely want to do that. So I did want to just, make a point. The fact that we don't have an update doesn't mean that we are not very much aware of it and will not continue to, and that we are continuing, I should say, to monitor developments on that. So with that, any questions?
Commissioner, this is Jen Peterson, Mass Waterworks.
Hi, Jen.
I'm just wondering, yesterday we had the drinking water call, and the number of questions have sort of tailed off in the past few weeks. So I'm wondering if it makes sense to move the wastewater call to an every other week format, as we decided to do with the drinking water.
Really good point. Yeah, I was gonna get to that, but yeah, we've at DEP we're committed to staying in touch with all of you, and we're committed to staying in touch with you in the ways and the frequency that makes the most sense. But we have had some discussions with Jen Peterson on the drinking water side. I believe Kathy Baskin has talked to Mickey Nowak on the wastewater side, and given the fact that I think we're seeing less questions on the weekly calls, and given the fact that we have lots of ways to communicate, I do believe I was going to propose, and unless there's strong objection, moving to an every 2 week call sequence as well. That would allow us to, make sure that we have a good number of things to talk about, and we're committed to continuing it. And obviously, if we need to have intermediate updates on things, we can certainly arrange that. But that would be my proposal, to mirror what's going on the drinking water side, to do that on the wastewater side. So, Jen, thanks for the reminder. And again, this is a good chance. If anybody thinks that it's important to keep it weekly, let us know. But otherwise, I think we will be moving to the every two week scenario, and it will be at this time. It's just every other week rather than every week.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thanks. If there are no other questions coming in from the chat, or coming in via email, maybe we could see if we could, if people want to unmute themselves and ask anything, via the audio, this would be a good time for that.
Commissioner, this is Mark Young from Lowell. I'd be interested in hearing from other utilities, both water and wastewater, if anybody is bringing back full staffing, and if there's anybody opening up their utilities for the public, or and how they're getting back to the normal before the crisis. I'd be interested in hearing what other cities are doing.
Okay. Anyone want to offer their experience?
Hey, good morning, Commissioner. It's David Gray from Nantucket Sewer.
Hi.
The Nantucket is open. All the town departments are open, except they're not open to the public. They are back being staffed again. We have been fully staffed now for a few weeks. We are doing permit issues, inspections, and the sort, using social distancing and PPE. And all of our permitting is done now via no contact, either by Dropbox or all online.
Commissioner, okay. I see that Sherry Cousins of Greater Lawrence Sanitary District has noted in the chat that GLSD is moving to full staffing on June 14th.
Okay.
Commissioner, this is John Struzzieri, Town Hall.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, we've been in full operation with our operational staff for about the last 3 weeks. We are not open to the public. We still encourage email correspondence, and we are not doing inspections like we had been doing. We're still encouraging whoever needs an inspection to have it done on their own and forward our information to us. And then we follow up at a later date. We tend to follow up at a later date. We do have a lot of construction activity ongoing in the town, and right now it's all focused around the treatment facility. And the contractors continue to be required to follow the state guidelines on safety protocols for that. And that's reviewed and checked every day by our consultants. And because of the level of activity, some of the PPE and confined space entry requirements that are needed, we'll put that responsibility on the contractors and with various oversight by our department and the consultants. So we're continuing to function quite substantially, however, with a number of protocols and safety protocols in place, but we are not allowing any access of the public on our facility.
Okay.
Commissioner, there are a couple of other systems that have weighed in using the chat. So Barnstable has returned to full staff, but remains split into two crews handling collection systems and treatment plant duties without contact with each other. And also in Fitchburg, the plan is to that they would go close to normal beginning Sunday, June 14th. on a sidebar note, but also an important note, and I don't want to derail the conversation that's going on, Jen Peterson has noted that Mass Waterworks Association is hosting a virtual return to work roundtable next Tuesday, June 9th. If anyone wants to participate, they can send an email to Jen at jpederson, P-E-D-E-R-S-O-N, at masswaterworks.org. Another one from Scituate. Scituate keeps its staff in crews that work on the same schedule, but try not to overlap crews at the same location. Office is closed to the general public, but open to contractors and drain layers. Office staff is working from home roughly half the week.
Okay, so some preliminary feedback and some good approaches and an opportunity, I guess, to participate in the roundtable. So hopefully that's some help and some good. It's certainly some good information sharing. Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioner. Tom O'Donovan here, Water Division, New Hampshire.
Hey, Tom.
We have one quick question. We just want to compare notes across the wastewater industry for Massachusetts. We recently had a query from a major brewer on large quantities of barrel beer that need to be disposed of, which is a kind of a funny thing to be thinking about, but then you kind of get into the quantities and it gets really significant. Has anybody else had experience with this issue that of barreled beer and problems with disposal of it through systems?
This is Marty, and I'll start. And we do know a bit about this because we've been approached by a couple of the utilities as well with the same problem. You know, obviously the brewers have a lot of beer that you know they haven't been able to move, and they're looking to dispose of it. And a number, you know, at least one of our big systems reached out to us. You know, to discuss it, and they're rightfully worried about their NPDES permits. You know, will disposing of beer down the drain, if you will, you know, cause an upset and cause problems for their system, or cause problems for compliance with their permit requirements for things like BOD and other issues. So I know a couple of these utilities have been trying to encourage the brewers to find other alternatives, you know, one of which is the use of anaerobic digesters. You know, we actually, you know, as I understand it, the beer would work pretty well as a feedstock for running these systems that, you know, can usually take organic matter. And so we have had some experience. You know, we've engaged a bit with EPA. You know, we've reminded people that, you know, the volumes of beer they're talking about, you know, could pose problems with permits, you know, permit limits. And we've been trying to make sure that we are helping to identify alternatives like anaerobic digestion. So it is an issue for us. I'm not sure what the individual brewers are doing. I haven't gotten a report back, but I know the discussion is ongoing here because we have a number of breweries, you know, craft breweries here in our state as well.
Okay, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Commissioner, I'm not seeing other questions coming in.
Okay. Well, with that, you know, again, we will make sure that we are continuing to keep you updated through a variety of means, not just this call. You know, we'll continue to update our website, and you know, if there's time-sensitive information, we'll push it out through the means we communicate, either through the blast emails and other means. But in the meantime, I will encourage everybody to you know, fill out the survey for the cloth masks, and so we can continue to distribute them to folks that need them. And again, we'll plan on doing this call, but our next one, I think, would then be if today is the third, then our next call would be the 17th, if I'm doing my math right. So we'll plan to, you know, be on the phone again at 9 a.m. on the 17th, and you know, continue to work and communicate in other ways until then. So with that, I thank everybody very much for participating, and I especially thank everybody for the continued amazing work you're doing in very difficult circumstances. And we'll talk again on the 17th. Take care.